What if God? Amen. I felt the Lord dealing with me. I thought I was going to preach this last night, and I didn't. And I thought, Lord, what will I preach tonight? He said, what you supposed to preach last night? Amen. So, but I felt the Lord impressing me, Brother Mike, that there is a lack of diligence in the house of God concerning our lives with and for God. Come on, church. And I told you the other night, or I think it did, that diligent was a careful and constant effort to comply with much attention to small details. Amen. And I'm looking at a church world, and not out yonder somewhere, I'm looking at a church world that calls itself free holiness, that has lost its diligence concerning our salvation. Come on, church. I mean, if it doesn't take much effort, we're ready to go along with it. If it's easy to get, we're ready. But if it takes digging in and praying and seeking God, amen, we'd just as soon wait till somebody else prayed it down and chat on their prayer. The Bible said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Peter said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligent to make your calling and your election sure. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. My hypothetical question tonight, amen, is what if God said to us, at this church, amen, you only have so long, and that's all of it. Come on. That's it.
Yeah.
Somebody say, God wouldn't do that. God has done it. Huh? He has done it. I read in the Word of God where the Word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time and said, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I bid thee. Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. If the Lord spoke to us tonight and said, you just got 40 days left, I wonder what changes you'd like to bring in your life before God came in 40 short days. Woo! Amen. Amen. Could we just go on with our lives as they are and just be happy without any qualm of fear of facing God as we are right now tonight in 40 days? I'll tell you what, when I was in the service, it come time to get out. Jimmy, the sergeant handed me a sheet of paper with 100 places on the base, and I was supposed to go around in 30 days and have every officer sign me out so that when my 30 days is up, they'd give me my discharge. He handed me that on Monday morning. He said, Buzzard, if you don't get this filled out in 30 days, you'll stay in until you do get it filled out. The next afternoon I walked in, I said, Sarge, I said, here's my paper, it's filled out. All except for the finance office. They won't sign it until they give me my last check. He said, you're lying to me. I said, there it is, look at it. Amen. You know what? Something motivated me to make sure that everything was all right and in place. Amen. And I'm wondering tonight if God said, you just got 40 days, I wonder what changes it would bring in our life. How we would go about our Christianity. Amen. Now Jesus has told us, your time is always ready. So in theory, y'all know what theory is, don't you? Okay. Amen. We should be able, amen, to shout and spend all 40 days, Brother Darrell, praising God and rejoicing that finally our day has come. And we might at first, but I'm thinking that somewhere back in our mind, we're going to begin to think about some things that we've heard preached that we really didn't pay any attention to. Amen. And all of a sudden, we're going to remember there's some things that we'd like to get straightened up. Woo! Preach, Brother Buzzard. I think I will tonight. Amen. Now, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, listen to this now. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see that day approaching. Would we want to change our record on going to the house of God? With 40 days left, would you want to change that record, you know? You reckon midweek services would suddenly take on a new meaning? I know it's just prayer meeting now, you know, just. But you only got 40 days to get that all straightened out between you and God. You got to get the record changed. I have a blood machine that I had to check my blood with, Brother Ralph. And I'm supposed to let that doctor look at it every time I go. And he can poke that thing, he'll give the average for 14, then 30 days, and then he'll just go back to them all. Mona said, are you taking it with you this last time? I said, no, I ain't taking it. I don't want him to see. I know what it is this morning, but I don't want him to know what it was last week. Amen. Come on, church. Would you want to change your record about going to the house of God? Amen. Do you really think that a headache could keep us out if we know that God was coming in 40 days? You really believe that? I don't think so. I don't think so. Amen. I think it'd be different. You got a headache, dear. You told me you had a headache. Yeah, I do. You're going to, but you're getting ready. Yeah, I'm going this night. Why? Because God's coming in 40 days. Come on, church. God's coming in 40 days. I thought your bursitis was acting up. You can act up all at once. I'm going to the house of God. I just got 40 days. That's all I got. I got to get this record straightened out. Come on now. I'm going to be judged by this record. I got to get it straightened out. Woo! Amen. You reckon visitors would have the power to keep us out of the house of God then? Left. Grandma, I think it'd be different. Amen. This never did bother us from going to church when I was home. Amen. We live in California. Folks lived in Oklahoma, and they come once in a great while to see us. You just come out there for a day or two. And most of the time they came in on Saturday night. We get up Sunday morning. Dad say, y'all want to go to the house of God this morning? You want to go to Sunday? No, we think we'll just rest up and stay here. Amen. You know what? Most of the time, all right, y'all just lay down. We'll have dinner ready about noon.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, you're quiet now. I see you've been doing that, ain't you? Just had to stay home to fix dinner for the children. They don't come very often, Brother Leon. You got to understand. But I believe with God coming in 40 days, Brother Mike, I believe they'd be like old dad and say, well, y'all make yourself at home if you're hungry. There's the kitchen. We'll be back right after church. Amen. Come on, church. I mean, we just got 40 days left. It's got 40 days left. That's all we got left. And you're going to fool around and stay out of the house of God? Amen. You ain't that big a fool. Woo! Woo! I even doubt if the weather would have any power over us. I really don't think it would. I know we don't have snow like y'all do here in Oklahoma, but we have bad weather once in a while. I was pastoring a little church at Chelsea, Oklahoma, and we had an ice storm, and it was bad. I mean, it was bad. It was slick. There's about 3/4 of an inch of ice on the ground everywhere else. Sunday morning, I got up. I told Mona, I said, well, I'm going out there and beat that ice off the sidewalk, soft it down. I don't want nobody slipping and falling to come to church, hurt yourself. I got out there early in the morning as soon as I could. Brother Darrell had the sidewalks cleaned off. Amen. Don't you know about an hour before church, the phone started ringing. Now, preacher, said, you know, we're going to have to call church off. Too slick. Can't make it. We don't want nobody killed going to church now, do we? Well, I mean, what does a pastor do if everybody refused to come to church? We didn't have no church. We didn't have no church a whole week. Maybe 2 weeks. I don't remember now. But when we finally come back to the house of God, amen, I stood up there and I said, it's been about 2 weeks, ain't it? Been slick, yes. I said, how many of you missed a day's work? One man said I was a half hour late one morning. Come on, church. Come on, church. I mean, with God coming in 40 days, you reckon the weather would really be able to keep us out of the house of God? You really reckon? I don't think it would. I don't believe it would, Brother Mike. Amen. I said, how in the world did y'all get to, how'd you get to work? Well, we put sandbags in the trunk of the car, and we put chains on, and we carried Clorox with us, and I don't know what all they done. We had, preacher, we got to go to work, you know, we can't eat. I said, what about if you don't go to church? You reckon you can go to heaven and not go to the house of God when the Bible said not to forsake the assembling of yourself together as a matter of some is? And so much the more you see that day approaching, you got 40 days left, you wouldn't miss midweek service, you wouldn't miss prayer meeting, you wouldn't miss nothing if you got a brain between your ears, because you know that you just got 40 days left. Just 40 days left. Woo! Then I thought about the attitude we have toward holiness standards. The Bible has said, still says, I'll read it to you to prove it. Amen. The Bible says, amen, and little John, amen, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. With just 40 days left, amen, would we still want to look and act like the world? I've seen something that's really disturbing me, and that's one reason I got my glasses off so I can't see what you're thinking. I like to preach blind. Amen. I've noticed, Brother Ralph, that some of our women want their hair to look like a wet mop. I don't know if y'all got that back here or not. And then some of the men want to look like they got a space cap on, you know. Come on, church. But with God, in 40 days, do you reckon we'd really... world anymore? Hey man, you reckon that you might listen to that preacher now when he tells you about split skirts? Hey man, huh? Come on here. You reckon we want to wear our sleeves short with God coming in 40 days? You reckon we want to wear that ring then and all that? Come on, church. Come on, church. Not with God coming in 40 days, you wouldn't. No, because you know that. Woo! 40 days is all you got left. You're going to change your way of life. You're going to be calling Mike in the middle of the night. Oh, Brother Mike. Hey, man, I've been listening to you a little better now. Yeah. I thought you might before. Yeah. Is there anything else in my life that you could possibly think of that I might? Huh?
We don't have
before
today.
We don't have before today.
We've got to straighten up.
Come on. You reckon we'd be going to them worldly places of amusement, you know? Come on. Like King's Island and Baker's Retreat. Heritage House, whatever it is. Had them jump on me when I was at down there. And one of the women said, Brother Leon, I said, you're always preaching against going to Magic Springs. And said, I'll have you know, we was over there the other day, and there was a free wholeness preacher from Oklahoma was over there. I said, you're lying to me. She said, I'm not lying. He is there. I said, he wasn't no free wholeness preacher. Yes, he is. I said, no, he ain't. I saw him there with my own eyes. I didn't say you didn't. I said, you didn't see a free wholeness preacher there. Right. Well, what do you call him? I call him a hypocrite. That's what I call him. Come on, church.
You reckon you'd really feel at ease in those places with God coming in 40 days? You really think so? I don't think so. Woo!
I hope nobody jumps my case about it, but Brother Darrell, I read in the papers, I don't know, it was last year, a year or two ago, about a school bus, church bus, coming back from Kings Island, by a drunk wrong side of the road going home. And I read a name there and I said, what in the world was he doing at King's Island? He's supposed to be a child of God. He's supposed to be a holiness minister. Come on, church. Ain't no wonder that the world ain't got no confidence in the church no more. We go to the same places. They go and do the same things. They do and watch the same things. They watch and read the same things. They read, amen. But with 40 days, I'll guarantee you, you'll change that way of life. You'll change going to those places. Oh, yes, you will. Woo. Oh, yes, you will. Woo. Amen. Six flags over whatever. My God. Amen. You reckon the fads and the fashions of the world, amen, would have such a say, amen, and such a strong influence on us, and we'd be able to dictate our conduct and our conversation with 40 days left? That's right. Oh, Lord. I'm stirred up tonight, amen, a little bit. Woo. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said, come out from among the serpents, saith the Lord. That's not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. Amen. I wonder with witness, Brother Banks. Amen. Over what is clean and unclean with just 40 days left. Would they be arguing with us about what's long and what's short? Huh? I wonder if Paul's at to shun the very appearance of evil would come alive to folks. Come on, church. Amen. They'd argue about him nowadays. We're just 40 days left. 40 days don't take long to go by. Do you know it? Woo. Amen. Listen to this now. The Bible said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. We're pretty stout on that. But it also says, Brother Darrell, of the Spirit. Huh? Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Among us are those who are really come down strong on the flesh. Huh? I mean, we got some folks outnumber our country that, and this is Leon Buzzard's description there, super duper, double dip, free holiness. That's right. They don't believe in doing nothing or eating nothing or.
Come on.
But I noticed that they have ignored this part about cleansing themselves from filthiness of the spirit. Amen. As much as I believe and we believe in the outward standards of holiness, they're not going to save us alone. Don't quit me here now. Don't quit me here. I've seen those with the best standards of dress, amen, with the meanest, most unforgiving, unloving spirit, no mercy, no long-suffering, without feelings, amen, toward others. I don't believe you can go to heaven with a bad spirit. Woo! Come on now. Come on now. Did you know what the Bible said? For God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through Spirit and belief of the truth. Amen. Folks may be dressed right, but how is it with the inner man? Amen. We just got 40 days left. Huh? Brother Mike, you reckon that old grudge that I've been hanging on to for 25 years, you reckon I'd hang on to it for just 40 more days?
I don't have time for that.
You don't have time for that. I don't reckon anybody else would either if they just had 40 days. You know something? It's easy to change the outward appearance. Brother Ralph, it's easy to go down and get a good haircut. Amen. But you know, son, if you got something in your heart, it's going to take you a while to dig that out. Come on now, come on, come on. Come on. Yes, sir. It's going to take a while to dig that old grudge out. But Brother Buzzard, you don't know what they've done to us. I said, no, I don't. But I know that you and him, neither one are going if you don't get it right. You know something? Sometimes we got things in our heart, we don't want to get rid of it. So we can say when they mess up again, yeah, I knew they was going to. I remember. You sure do. And when you stand in judgment, God opens a book and that memory is written right down in the book. What are you going to do with it then? You can't do nothing with it then when God asks you about it. You know something? Amen. When we stand before God, he said we was going to give an account of all the deeds done in this body. Do you know what the word account means? Come on, you white folks, this is in your dictionary. Amen. Account means that you are going to admit that you've done it. You're going to tell when you've done it. And then you're going to tell why you've done it. And then you're going to tell the motive behind why you did do it. That's one thing I hated about going in the bedroom with Daddy. Amen. Amen. I know what was going to happen. And Daddy say, Leon, do you know why we're in here? Come on, Daddy, beat me and get it over with. I know what I'm here for. Yes, Dad, I know what we're in here for. You do? Yes. What are we in here for? Well, I done something. Oh, you did? What'd you do? Come on, Daddy, you know what I done. I don't want to go to judgment and have to explain God nothing. Woo! That's right. Okay, Dad, I done this, I done that, whatever it was. You did? Well, I'll declare, what did you do that for? Because I wanted to. You did? I thought I told you. Yes, Dad, you did, but I wanted to anyhow. And I done it. That's right. He said, you going to do it again? And I said, Daddy, you don't want me to lie, do you? Come on, church. How would you like to explain to God why you picked up the phone and told somebody about somebody else? Did you call so-and-so and tell them about such and such? Yeah. What'd you do that for? Well, I thought they needed to know. Why? You're getting quiet now. Had a preacher come to me once and say, Brother Leon, we're going to have to blackball so-and-so and so-and-so. I said, is that right? What'd they do? Oh, they done such and such. I said, are you sure? Oh, yes, I got it on good authority. You did? I said, have you talked to them? No. I said, let's get in my car and we'll go down there. It's only 200 miles. We'll just go down there. He said, oh, I don't want to be involved. I said, you don't want to be involved? What are you doing in my doorstep? Come on now. We're going to have to explain to God why we told that. Brother Joe Bill is getting weak. Amen. I'm just telling you, we got 40 days left, and you got to explain to God why you've told this over here down yonder. Amen. One man told me, he said, Brother Leon, we don't pray for the sick in the church like we should and like the Bible says. I said, is that right? How's that? He said, the Bible said to confess your faults one to another. I said, hold it right there. I said, I'll tell you why I don't confess my faults, because y'all couldn't, amen, hardly wait till the last amen was said to hit the door and be on the phone and begin to tell. You know what our preacher told me? Right? We're the worst godless men in the world. Huh? They used to say the fastest way to get something out is by telegraph, telephone, and tell a woman. And I said, add another. Tell her to church. Amen. Come on, church. But we just got 40 days left to get all this fixed up. We got to have the right spirit when he comes. We're going to have to love one another as we... Come on now. Amen. We can't go if we don't love each other. Ain't no way to go if we don't love each other. Ain't no way you're going to go. And just 40 days left and you got to get all that right. Brother Ralph, a bunch of them told me when I took the church to Chelsea. All right, you got to, not Chelsea. Where are we at? Hot Springs was. Amen. Brother Ralph, they told me, said, now you got to watch this preacher over here. Yeah. I said, you got to watch him. I said, why? I said, he wants the church. He wants the church. Yeah, he's going to try to get it from you. Well, I said, bless God. I'm not going to handle that. I wouldn't let him do nothing. I would shake his hand. You know, hello, brother. Mona, my wife had told me, said, you better be careful. I wish I'd have listened, but I didn't. One day the Lord rebuked me. And I said, yeah, but Lord, they said, he said, who? I said, they. We don't move out like blame it on they. He said, you're going to have to go make it right with that man.
Yes.
I went back up to the house and said, Mona, I've got to go over and see Brother Tauncey. Oh, well, you don't know him anyway. I don't think you do. Somebody might have. She said, why? And I told her. She said, I told you. Well, I said, get ready and let's go. She said, it's you. I said, baby, you said in sickness and health and in bad times and good times, and this is one of the bad times, and get ready, we're going. You big coward, but she came, and we went. We got there, that man was praying, and we walked in, and I told him what I was there for. He went to cry, and he said, I know there's something wrong. I knew this. Whoo, we prayed together. I felt so good. I was like old brother Crowell Austin. Amen. Amen. The Lord told him he was seeking the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, Crowell, you remember those chickens that you stole when you was just a lad from the farmer down the road? Yes, Lord. He said, I want you to take them back. He went out there, looked his flock over, and the devil said, there's no skinny ones liable to die just any time. He said, I'm picking out the best ones I got. I think it was six. I don't remember how many. It was six or however many it was. He went down the road, and them chickens are hollering. He went down the road, come up, knocked on the door. That man came to the door, and he explained to him what he was there for. And that man said, oh, Crowell, what's six chickens between us? He said, I don't know, but I know God told me to bring them back, and I brought them back, and you're going to take them one way or the other. You taking them back? I got to get this off of me. Amen. Time running out. You got to get it off of you. He told him, just put them out there, Crowell. Amen. Crowell said, I throwed him out there and I went out. Amen. And I walked out the gate. He said, I remember going out the gate when I come to myself. I was laying out in the middle of that old dirt road. I was a-watering in the dirt and the mud and the dust was a-flying. I was speaking in another tongue. And that farmer and his family was leaning on the fence watching on what was a-going on. Amen. God help us. Church, if we just got 40 days left, you reckon we'd want anything left undone? Amen. In our spirit. Oh, it'd be easy to get a haircut if that's what you need and put on a longer dress.
You're right.
I was holding a meeting at Coeta, and I don't even remember saying much about it. Brother Ralph, there's a woman in that church. Her dress was a little short. I couldn't tell you how short it was. I didn't measure or look to see, but it was a little short. That's right. You may think I'm lying to you. My wife is, we went home, my wife get aggravated. He said, did you see so-and-so's dress, how short it was? And I said, who? I don't remember saying that. Leon, are you blind? So some things I praise God I am. That way I don't have to make that right too, amen, you know. When she went out the door, she poked her finger, and I'm never coming back. I'll never listen to you preach again. I mean, she really get me down the road. I said, lady, if you want to go to hell over 4 or 6 inches of skirt, go ahead. Yeah. About the second or third night after that, she come in. Amen. She got up, testimony, confessed what had happened. Amen. She said, you'll notice that I have added to my skirt. It didn't look right, but it's right. Come on, church. I mean, come on now. We've argued about wholeness. We've argued about this, and we've fussed about this and backed up on that. But now God said you got 40 days to get everything right. I reckon we're going to do it like God said do it at last. Come on now. You reckon that old jealous spirit that we have, amen, that eats at us, could we just hope that God would somehow overlook it? If we just had 4 days left, I don't think we'd take a chance. All right. Am I preaching too long, Mike? Amen. Then there's the attitude of people toward the Bible. I'll tell you, I ain't never seen an hour like this. Amen. We are seeing such a lack of interest in the Bible. or an argumentative spirit about it. I don't think that means what it says. You don't? No. You mean tell me where it says that a woman's not supposed to cut her hair? You don't believe that? Well, I'm just cutting it to make it grow. I don't register with this Indian too good. You're cutting it off so it'll be longer. Huh? Come on now. I mean, we've got such an argumentative people today about what the Bible says. I've had them get so mad at me, they say, I don't care what the Bible says. The Spirit told me. I said, you're lying, amen. I said, you're lying. I said, do you know that the Spirit and the Word agree, and they always agree, and if they don't agree, it's always the Spirit that is right. The commandments of God. Come on now, let me put that in there. Don't you fall out with me. I understand we all have a right to our own. I mean, I can esteem anything to be unclean if I want to. But Brother Ralph, when I stand up and say, bless God, if I can't drink Pepsi, you can't either. Oh, Brother Mike, I may be going too far tonight, you reckon? Amen? Listen, the Bible said, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. That they might be saved. For this cause. What cause? They wouldn't receive the love of the truth. I hope you're seeing this what I'm seeing in it. Amen. Send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They receive not the love. Come on now. Bless God, I'll tell you one thing. If I didn't have to do it, I wouldn't do it. I don't hardly think that's going to register with God.
It's the love of truth.
I don't think that's the love of truth.
Come on. Come on, Brother Leon.
Now you are getting quiet. You mean I not only have to live by what the Bible says, I have to love it? Yeah, you get the picture now. If the only reason you wear your sleeves long is because the preacher's going to get your case, you ain't got it yet. Huh? Come on, church. When I first took church at Jay, Oklahoma, my folks moved back. My brother went to high school there and played football. And y'all going to sit on me on this, and I know you are. Let's go ahead and sit down.
Come on, preach.
Brother Ralph, I went to watch him play football. So Brother Carl Page come up, amen, and he said, Brother Leon, they're telling some terrible lies on you. I said, they are. What are they telling? You went to football game Friday. I said, they ain't lying. They ain't lying. I said, I'm going next Friday too.
You can't do that. I said, how come I can't? Well, you're not supposed to. I said, who said? Give me chapter and verse. I said, I've looked there and it doesn't say thou shalt not go to the football game. So Carl wouldn't leave me alone. I kept going. He kept after me. And I finally told him, I said, Carl, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, you love coon hunt. I love to go to football game. I said, I'll tell you what. If you quit coon hunting, I'll quit going to football game. He said, that's different. I said, it always is. One day he called me. I know he thought he had me. He said, can you tell me where they're going to put the football field in heaven? I said, yes, I can. He said, where are you? I said, right next door to the woods where the coons live. Brother Vance, I got to noticing something. I lost my anointing. Got to noticing that it was hard to find anything to preach about. I got to noticing that the Word of God seemed to be closing itself to me. I said, I'm going to church and I'm going to pray about this. We had a little talk, me and the Lord. Something else that bugged him, amen, as I rolled my sleeves up, two rows, even preaching. It bugged Carl to death. So, I was praying in the Lord. I got to talking to him about that. Amen. He said, and when he came and began to speak to me, and I don't know whether you believe all that or not. It don't matter to me whether you do or not. I know what I heard. Amen. Brother Darrell, and he began to talk to me about it. I said, Lord, it's not in the Bible. He said, are you arguing with me? And I said, no, Lord. No, I'm not. I'm not arguing. If you don't want me to go to football games, I'm not going. I won't go. Come on, church. He said, the reason I want you to quit is because you're bringing a reproach upon my name and upon my ministry. Come on, church. I love the anointing of God. I ain't going to do nothing to lose the anointing. I got up from there, started that door, and he said, about rolling your... I said, yes, Lord, I got the message. I got it, I got it, I got it. Come on, church. Do you love the gospel? When I was seeking the Holy Ghost as a boy at 12 years old, hey, amen, I sought, I'd done everything that I know to get it. Hey, amen, they beat on me, they pounded on me, they spit in my face. They told me to hold on. I tried that. They said, turn loose. I didn't know how to hold on and turn loose. I just couldn't get it. As a boy, I had to clean my room up and I had to do dishes. No, I hate to do dishes. All of us kids had to take our turn doing dishes. Ain't anything wrong with that. But I told Mama, I said, Mama, I said, that's not a man's job. She said, you ain't hardly a man either. Just blowed my balloon up. And Brother Ralph, I'd go in there to do them dishes and it'd take me 2 hours more. I'd have changed dishwaters 3 or 4 times. Sometimes Mama'd get aggravated with me and say, get on out of here. I'd rather do it myself. Sometimes Daddy'd say, I think you need a little help, son. He'd bring the belt there, we'd get them done pretty quick. My daddy told me, he said, son, why don't you ask God why you ain't getting the Holy Ghost? I wonder why we don't do that a lot of times, because usually we know why we ain't getting it. I mean, we know why we ain't. So the Lord, among other things, said, I don't like your attitude about doing the dishes. I'm never going to love doing dishes, Lord, but I want your attitude changed. Brother Ralph, the next time it was my turn, Mama didn't have to tell me it was my turn. I jumped up from the table, grabbed the dishes up, gathered them all up, took them in there, washed them all, washed the pots and pans. Amen. And washing dishes for Mama meant washing the cabinets, the refrigerator, the stove, mopping the dining room, and mopping the kitchen. That's doing the dishes at home, amen. Brother Ralph, amen, I got done in about 25 minutes. Woo! I looked around and I felt so good, and I looked up, and there was Mama standing in the dining room with big old tears running down her cheeks. And I got to wondering what it'd do to God if we do our wholeness without any reluctance. Without any reluctance. What if we just done it because we loved him? Amen. What if we just done it because we wanted to please him? Woo! It might really mean something then when God looked down and he seen our hearts was full of love for him and we've done it with the right spirit. Woo! That's right. Tell you some reason that people don't get adulterers because, amen, they're afraid they'll get found out. But in their heart they are. They're going to be found guilty. Your spirit is going to have to be clean. Amen. Amen. I wonder with just 40 days left, will we find a great interest in what the Bible has to say in its teachings and how we should live. Amen. Do you reckon folks would be satisfied with the new Bibles, the amplified junk? Now, I know some of y'all think, oh, he's just an old Indian. He's just ignorant. I do not know how you feel about the new versions of the Bible. I'm here to tell you I'm flat against them. I had a preacher tell me, say, Brother Buzzard, amen, said, you need to read that thing. He said, it's just like reading the newspaper. I said, you're absolutely right and just as anointed as a newspaper. Amen. I don't know what it done to you, but when I read where he said, he that taketh away, amen, from this word, his part will be taken out of the kingdom, I decided I didn't want to read anything that wasn't the whole word of God. And then when I read where he said, he that added to it shall be added to him the plagues that are in this book, I decided I didn't want to put any of my thoughts and theories in there either. Amen. I think we can take the Bible just like it is right there. It's worked up to now. I believe it'll work the rest of the way. I believe that it will. You know what's going to be hard to explain to God? Brother Darrell, you know what's going to be hard to explain to God? When some of these preachers walk up there that's been preaching, been wearing red shoes, you know. Son, you've been preaching against wearing red shoes? Yeah. Where's it at in the Bible? Well, I just thought it, you know. You're dead. Well, yeah, God, I thought maybe you was a little ignorant when you wrote the Bible and you forgot that. Come on, church. Did you know there are parts in this country, amen, where preachers stand behind the pulpit and preach their thoughts and theories as the Word of God, and it ain't even close to the Word of God? I noticed one thing about Paul. When he had something to say, he said, I'm not speaking this by commandment, but by permission. And he said, I think I have the Spirit of God. Come on. He let him know. Now, this is Paul talking now. Huh? Come on, church. If you want to talk to me about some things, I've got some things that I hold with, but they're for Leon Buzzard. And if you want to know why, I'll tell you why. And if you want to consider them, go ahead. But I ain't going to stand up here and tell you, the Holy Ghost told me that if you do this, you're going to hell. You're lying through your teeth. Right? Yeah. Now that I've shot that out of the saddle, amen. Just 40 days left. Just 40 days left. Amen. I wonder about the lost tonight. Backsliders that could be here. If you knew you just had 40 days left, do you really reckon that you'd put it off any longer? Huh? Brother Ralph, the Lord was good to me the first night I went to the altar. He saved my soul. But my daddy went to Several nights. Several nights. Brother Darrell, he prayed hard every night. Hour, 2 hours, three, he prayed. He couldn't seem to get through. I said to him, my daddy's name is Falling Buzzard. They said, Falling, don't you feel better? He said, yes, but I don't feel what you all testified to, and I'm not quitting until I do. You may be looking for a convenient season, like Phoenix, but you just got 40 days left. Backslid, you just got 40 days left, and you don't let it go on by. Let this get by, get this. It's just 40 days left. And you don't know whether he's going to hear your petition the first time anyway. Amen. Amen. Well, my little thought tonight has been, what if God said you only got 40 days? There's a great many more things I could get into, and I see that. I think you've got the picture tonight. Brother Ralph, I feel without a doubt with just 40 days, if Jesus told us that, we'd all tighten up tonight. You know it's so. I've seen him just play church till the doctor said, you got 6 months left to live. Jesus has told us your time is always ready. I'm just using that 40 days because that's what he told Jonas. But we might not even have 40 days. David said, as truly as the Lord liveth and as our soul liveth, there's but one step. Amen. But a step between me and death. That could be all that we have tonight. One step. Amen. What would you do? The Lord said that. I like what Paul said. Brother Mike, as he faced the chop block, he said, for I am now ready. I'm now ready. Can you say that tonight? I'm now ready. If you can, then it don't matter whether it's 40 days or 40 hours or 40 minutes or 40 seconds. I'm now ready. What if God said 40 days? Would you come to the piano tonight? Can't nobody look in your heart like you can. Nobody knows how it is between you and God but you and Him. But I don't think the Lord gave me this message just to be given a message. I ain't come to Virginia to tickle your ears. Amen. Came here to try to help somebody. I feel like the Lord dealing with your heart tonight. I don't know that He's saying you got 40 days left. It don't matter. The thing is, if you're uneasy about 40 days, you need to pray. I mean, could you go just like you are right now? Right now. Or would you want to change some things? There's only one place to change it. You come to Him, He'll fix it where you can say, I am now ready. Would you stand? Would you come to this altar tonight? Would you like to pray? Would you like to pray? Oh, my God.
saw that man.